Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's khutbah, and the topic is Accompany them in this world with kindness. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, the one who says, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا. And we have enjoined upon man to give to his parents good treatment. I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one, having no partner in that oneness. And I bear witness that our leader and our Sayyid, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the perfect example of servanthood unto Allah and is his sent messenger unto the entirety of the created universe. I advise you and myself with taqwa of Allah, for verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Indeed, Allah is with those who fear Him and those who are doers of good. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, O believers. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said in a hadith, to the nearest meaning, he says that he once fell asleep and he saw himself in paradise. And then he heard the voice of a reciter reciting. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Who is this?" And the response came, "Hadha Harith ibn Nu'man." This is Harith ibn Nu'man. Upon this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kadhalika al-bir, kadhalika al-bir." Such is the way of filial piety, such is the way of righteousness to our parents. Brothers and sisters, Harith ibn Nu'man was from the most righteous of people to his parents. He used to sit with them, he used to feed them with his own hands, he'd always speak to them with kind and soft words. And it was precisely through this filial piety that he attained unto the esteemed rank in paradise. And so we can deduce from this that sitting with our parents and listening to what they have to say and showing esteem for their speech and doing whatever they ask of us is from the greatest of filial piety towards them. It's narrated on the authority of Hassan al-Basri that a man once said to him, "My mother is waiting for me for dinner." Upon this, al-Hassan al-Basri said, "Go and eat dinner with your mother, for you're sitting at a place on her table wherein her eye can fall upon you and get its comfort from that is more beloved to me than a voluntary hajj you could perform." Brothers and sisters, by this encouragement, our teacher Sayyidina Hassan al-Basri was pointing out that what we can hope for in our piety to our parents is of great, great rank. So a righteous child should be avid to spend time and sit with his parents, and he should ensure that they are safe and secure in their needs and wants. For it is through these means that we actualize the verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said regarding keeping their company in kindness when he said, وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Accompany them in this world with appropriate kindness. And this accompanying them is not contingent on us being physically in their proximity. For even if we find we may be distant from our parents physically, this doesn't entail we should be distant from them emotionally. And so if we find our parents are in a distant place, then we should connect with them using the means of technology that we have at our disposal today. For even communication through such means can give them happiness and bring comfort to their heart. What a beautiful thing it is for a child to speak to the parents with honor and love, keeping his voice soft, honoring the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who says, وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Speak to them a noble word. And this nobility of speech means speaking to them in beautiful ways, being soft and gentle. Likewise, we should encourage our own children, who are their grandchildren, to speak to them in these same ways of respect and honor. And we should all seek to benefit from the wisdom of life that our parents have accrued through their ages. The means by which we show filial piety to our parents continues even after they may have departed from this world. For righteous children should continue to make supplication for them and seek their forgiveness. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that we should say, "My Lord, have mercy upon them as they brought me up. كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا," as they brought me up when I was small. And through this means, we can continue to cause them to rise in their spiritual stations. For the Prophet ﷺ said, a man will be raised in paradise, and he will see his rank continuing to rise in his status in paradise. And he says, where did this come from? فَيُقَالْ باستغفار ولدك لك, through the seeking of forgiveness of your child or son for you. So may we continue to seek forgiveness for our parents who may have passed away. And if our parents are alive, may we take advantage of the great blessing of being able to spend company in them and to, with them, and to bring happiness to their hearts. And with this, let us send our prayers and blessings upon the best of those who was the best of those who embodied such piety, our master, our Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah send his peace and blessings upon him, upon his family, his companions, all of them. Oh Allah, protect our fathers and mothers, give them good health and well-being, and whoever amongst them may have departed this world, then give them your mercy and enter them in you to your paradise. Oh Allah, raise from this entire world the plague with your grace and your gentleness. Oh Allah, I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek his forgiveness, for indeed he is the most forgiving and the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.